Hi, Gratitude Seeker, and welcome to a new episode based on the words of people you know that are big believers in the power of gratitude. In this series, you're going to hear words of wisdom from Tony Robbins, Brené Brown, Denzel Washington, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Bob Proctor, Elizabeth Gilbert, Michelle Obama, Deepak Chopra, Oprah, Louise Hay, and many more. The purpose of this kind of episode is to learn from the best, from those people that we admire and that inspire us, to explore their perspective on gratitude and see how we can implement it in our life as well. Please subscribe right now to make sure you're going to get all of these amazing nuggets of wisdom. It's free and it's one of the best things you can do for yourself in this year. Today's featured celebrity is Brené Brown. And we're going to focus on what 12 years of research and 11,000 pieces of data showed about joy and gratitude, the only way out of scarcity, and being vulnerable enough to feel grateful and joyful. What I found really fascinating about this first audio bit that I'm going to share with you is the fact that after years of research, Brené Brown reached the same conclusion as Brother David Steindl-Rast, that it's not happiness or joy that makes us grateful, it's gratefulness that makes us happy or joyful. As you know by now, I'm a seeker of truth. I'm a seeker of those things that I find in different places in the world, in different cultures, that are common. And it's one of the reasons why I'm such a big believer in the power of gratitude and in the power of love, because I've seen it in different cultures and it's something universal, in my opinion, regardless of faith or culture or place in the world. And I find it really interesting that an Austrian monk reached the same conclusion as Brené Brown, doing his own kind of research and presenting it in his own unique way. Brother David Steindl-Rast was a guest on the Gratitude Podcast as well. And if you want to listen to our interview, you can search for episode number 85. I will also put a link in the description so that you can listen to it. But getting back to the audio bit that I'm about to share with you, I feel it's even more authentic because, as you'll see in a moment, Brené wasn't expecting this result from her research.
I think the relationship between joy and gratitude was one of the most important things I found in the research. I wasn't expecting it, but what I found, 12 years of research, 11,000 pieces of data, I did not interview in all that time a person who would describe themselves as joyful or describe their lives as joyous, who did not actively practice gratitude. For me, it was very counterintuitive because I kind of went into the research thinking that the relationship between joy and gratitude was, if you're joyful, then you should be grateful. But it wasn't that way at all. It was really that practicing gratitude invites joy into our lives.
So if we want to be joyful more often, we need the gratitude practice. Because she mentions that it's very important that we actively practice gratitude one way or another. And you already know probably many types of gratitude practices, and if you don't, there are so many episodes and almost all of my guests are sharing their gratitude practice, and it can give you some very good ideas on what your gratitude practice can be. For instance, gratitude journaling might not be for you. Or the way gratitude journaling is done in general might not be for you. But if you've been listening to the podcast, you've heard so many options for gratitude journaling. We can get very creative with this and we can adapt this habit to who we are, to our lifestyle, to the things that we are good at. And also we can link it to different activities that are specific to us. A great way of cultivating a new habit, a good habit, is by linking it to an already existing one. Like if you drink coffee every day, every morning, you can link the gratitude habit to drinking coffee. And you can either write in your gratitude journal or do something else that connects you with gratitude. You're free to choose and you're free to be creative about this. And I'd like to really challenge you to think right now, if you haven't done so already, how and when you can include the gratitude practice in your life. I want you to be joyful. I want you to experience as much joy and gratitude as you can in this life. So find a moment that works for you and decide right now that you're going to start this habit. It can be 1 minute a day, or it can be just listening to this podcast while doing other things. The second idea that can change your life from Brené Brown is...
What I think is very hard about scarcity is it is fueled absolutely by our culture, by our media, by everywhere we turn, there are messages of not enough. The way out of it is gratitude. And I have to tell you that I never in a million years thought I would be up here doing this and talking to you about things like gratitude. If someone would have said, one day you're gonna talk about gratitude and joy, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna work at a Hallmark store? Because no. I'm a researcher, and I talk about really tough shit.
What I really love about this bit is the fact that she was such a big skeptic. She didn't believe that gratitude was so powerful, and she would never have thought that she would be talking about this topic. And yet, through research, she found out that this is an important topic and it can have a really big impact in our lives, especially now, as she mentioned, with the media and with all of the things that are influencing us each and every day. She goes on to share that the opposite of scarcity is not abundance, but is enoughness. And I agree to some level with this, because gratitude actually helps us reach that feeling of enoughness. But I also believe that it's helping us go into abundance as well. At least this is what I've seen in my own experience. But reaching that level of enoughness is extremely important. When we are grateful for different things in our life, we feel that there is enough, that we are enough, that we have enough, and that there is enough for everyone. And this is where I think abundance comes in. When you feel that there is enough, it's so much easier to receive, and it's so much easier to see the abundance in the world. And this next audio bit is so powerful, and I'm sure that we've all been there. We had something wonderful happen to us, and afterwards we started thinking about the bad things that could happen.
We have this reservoir of joy. We know our capacity for joy. And the only way out from underneath that is practicing gratitude. Is in that moment when you're walking up with your husband, you're thinking, God, I won the husband lottery. This is freaking awesome. And then you start to feel like, oh my God, what if he's cheating on me? What if I get shot down? What if he has a parallel life? And last week he was walking up with his other wife. And you know, all these things. I'm so not afraid to say that up here, because as I've said in the TED Talk, hack into your lives for a living, so. In those moments, we have to stop and say to ourselves, and it's what's interesting is people who really feel joy, people who have managed to own their vulnerability, they get that freaky feeling too, that shudder, that oh God, that vulnerability quake. But rather than thinking, oh, time to dress rehearse disaster, they say, time to practice gratitude. And so in that moment, they say, phew, I just want to look at you and say, I just feel like I won the lottery and I'm so grateful to have you in my life. To stand over your child and say, wow, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful I get this time with you.
So when fear creeps in and we feel vulnerable, we feel so blessed that it makes us feel vulnerable, we can sit back and relax in gratitude. And I really love the fact that Brené links vulnerability, joy, and gratitude, because in many moments in our lives, we are most grateful when we are able to be most vulnerable, to ask for help, to receive help, to let others contribute to our life one way or another. And thinking about the people in my life that I know to be the most joyful, they are indeed brave enough to be vulnerable and wise enough to be grateful. So whenever fear creeps in, stealing your joy, remember to
stop and say, I'm grateful. I don't know what's gonna happen in 10 minutes when I get up, but right now I'm super grateful. And that's the key to vulnerability and joy.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please write a review on Apple Podcasts or share it with a friend. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.